Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, which I haven't said that in a long time. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. I kept getting wind of this, and I had not seen anything about it, so over the weekend I decided to go see something about it. This has to do with rules, and this has to do with a Supreme Court ruling. Somebody kept telling me about rules where the Supreme Court had decided that the ATF and EPA and everybody else could just make up rules as they go. I don't know if that's exactly what they told me, but it was interesting, and I had not seen anything about it. So I went looking for it. Now, this is a decision on administrative law that came out of the Supreme Court. And, it is boring as all get out. Your eyes are going to cross. My eyes are going to cross. Everybody's eyes are going to cross as we talk about this. But to a certain degree, we do need to pay attention because the rules that agencies like the ATF can throw around can have a serious impact on the kind of firearm and ammunition that is available for purchase. Now, what the Supreme Court ruled is that administrative agencies do not need to issue a notice and allow a 30-day period for comments from the general public if all they are doing is changing an interpretive rule. What is an interpretive rule? I, of course, had no idea, so I had to go to Venable LLP, and they do a pretty decent job of defining an interpretive rule. Interpretive rules, including guidance documents, agency manuals, and interpretive bulletins, explain how the legislative rules will be applied and to resolve ambiguities in the meaning of those rules. Interpretive rules technically do not have the force and effect of law, and thus can be issued without public notice and comment. But agencies can and do apply these interpretations as if they are binding. Regulated companies have long complained that agencies use the interpretive rule pathway to change the meaning of their legislative rules without going through the required procedures. To curb this abuse of agency authority and paralyze veterans versus the all kinds of stuff at the D.C. Circuit, held that an agency may not significantly revise a prior definitive interpretation of its legislative rules without going through the notice and comment process. Now, interpretive rules differ from substantive rules. These bind the public, and they have the force and effect of law. Now, it may seem to you that the distinction between a rule that interprets and a rule that binds parties can largely be an academic opinion, really. And you may very well be right, as was seen in the case of Perez versus Mortgage Bankers Association. In that case, the Department of Labor had issued a new substantive rule stating that overtime must be given to any employee whose primary duty is selling financial products, following the usual notice and comment procedure while doing so. 2 years later, the Department of Labor issued an interpretive rule which said the mortgage loan officers were not responsible for selling financial products, and therefore were exempt from overtime requirements. A few years after that, it reversed itself, changing its interpretive rule, which said, no, mortgage loan officers were not exempt from overtime. In issuing the last rule change, the Department of Labor did not follow the notice and comment procedure. The Mortgage Bankers Association, probably more dedicated to protecting the interests of banks and not mortgage loan officers, filed suit, claiming that since the notice and comment procedure was not followed, the reinterpretation of the overtime rule was invalid, and thus mortgage loan officers should still be exempt from overtime requirements. The Supreme Court disagreed, unanimously striking down the paralyzed veterans doctrine. The court held that federal law does not require notice and comment for interpretive rules. So, how does this matter to me and you as gun owners? Well, we just went through the M855 SS-109 ammunition conundrum. There we had a notice that was posted by the ATF in the 30-day comment period that followed up, which allowed, by the way, that 30-day comment period allowed for plenty of time for a groundswell of screaming to be raised by the gun rights community. This was arguably a change of an interpretive rule in that the ATF was not making a new substantive rule. It was simply changing its interpretation as to whether a specific type and caliber of ammunition should be considered to be rifle or pistol ammunition. That's the whole thing. They want 5.56 to be considered pistol ammunition. In this brave new world that we exist in after Perez, it doesn't look like we're going to get a notice and comment period for such changes going forward. If they want to, they can simply put the new rule into effect. And given our recent experience, that is a little unsettling. Now, one thing that the Venable blog points out is that the suggestion by Justices Alito, Scalia, and Thomas that federal courts should stop the practice of deferring to agency interpretations of their rules and reclaim for themselves the power to decide whether a regulation means what the agency says it means likely will trigger a wave of litigation that, if successful, could force important changes in the ways agency draft rules. If this case also signals a new attitude on the part of the court to be less deferential towards substantive rulemaking on the part of administrative agencies, well, that might not be a bad thing on balance. Of course, Congress could always go into action too, you know. That's the long term. In the meantime, we have to deal with laws as it is right now. If the ATF were to start promulgating a few petty rules designed to harass gun owners and manufacturers, it will take time and money and effort to oppose them. Note that the money and effort will be almost exclusively expended by the gun rights side, since the people defending the rule will have their legal fees paid for by the taxpayers. It'd be pretty easy to see an aggressive administration pushing the ATF to enforce a series of petty rules, like the M855 ban that skate on the edge of what is authorized by statute. This would force us as gun rights advocates groups, or gun rights advocates, period, to choose between the accepting the rule or expending effort and money opposing them. But they will keep coming. They will keep coming. And, you know, that's what it's primarily about, that interpretive. They were the interpretive rule versus the substantive rule. Still not the wide open smoking gun that I thought it might be. Not good. Not good that they made that call. I you know, the Supreme Court, every time they open their face, as a group, every time they open their face, it makes me think that they need to be disbanded. I'm certainly tired of deferring to them for all things constitutional, because they seem to be missing my mark anyway. That's just my fault, though. But there you have it. Interpretive versus substantive. And they did actually do that. They did actually apply that. And oh, well. We will see how it plays. We'll see how it plays. The whole, I mean, Big Todd, he's already thrown the mask off. He's all 5.56 is bad. So, okay, all right, we see where you're coming from. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
St. Paddy's Day is coming soon to Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced its clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Capture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. I was about to go, I don't know what it's going to... Yeah, anyway, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia wants to talk about Ferguson. Yes, sir.
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
I heard the press conference over the weekend that I believe was held... I believe it was a St. Louis police official.
Okay.
In Ferguson, and they were talking about the circumstances surrounding the shooting of the two policemen. And you know, initially they kept coming back to this notion that there was someone situated like up a hill, you know, more than like 120 yards away that had fired. And then they stated that, like, so I'm thinking, like, okay, rifle. But then they stated that it was a 40 caliber handgun, like a 40 caliber auto pistol. I'm like, I'm thinking from more than 120 yards away? Yeah, no.
That would be a tall glass of water.
Yeah, so I think they've detained the shooter at this point. They've arrested made an arrest, and I think the guy's even admitted to it. But there's no, and he had been among the protesters, like, early in, or in the evening or something, blah, blah, blah. But there's no way he was up that hill. You know, he had to be in a lot closer than 120 plus yards, you know.
Well, you know, in most cases, most self-defense shootings happen at a distance of about 7 feet, and there's normally 4 rounds of ammo expended, and that's between both the bad guy and the good guy, and most of the time the bad guy is going to, or the good guy wins, and the bad guy misses both times. So I, you know.
Really? Because, you know, that's interesting. Like, it's to show, like, what anxiety and guilty conscience can do.
Yes. And I'm wondering which, you know, that this guy, you know, at 20 feet, how far away were the protesters from the cops when the shots were fired? That's where I would say he was, probably, in that sea of people.
The scene I saw on TV made it, I don't know, I'd have to say somewhere, like, you know, fluctuations there, some between maybe, what, 15 to 30 yards maybe or something like that. You know, there's a gap or something, maybe a little more in some places. But, I mean, I figure this guy had to be in relatively close proximity. You know,
yeah.
and still, and I don't know, he said he was shooting at someone specific and, like, missed. I'm like, nice shooting, Tex, you know, but they...
Well, at 40 yards with a handgun. I mean, 30 yards with a handgun,
yeah.
that's still a pretty good,
yeah, well,
pretty,
yeah,
good,
exactly,
shot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I saw that one policeman's helmet, you know, it's like, whoa, it took a round to the head. I think last I checked, he still had they had been treated and released, but he still had a piece of it in there. I guess they're going to take it out somewhere,
right,
if they haven't already. But, you know, but...
Ferguson for me has become like a disease center. It's like there's things that are happening. I mean, go to Chicago any weekend, and there'll be more black people killed in Chicago by gunfire than in the rest of the United States combined. Nobody going to Chicago. We can go to Ferguson because it started out with, we had a Caucasian cop who was attacked by a young black Ute that weighed, you know, 290 pounds, but he was unarmed.
Yeah, and, I remember.
And they're just going to stay with this, and they're talking about dismantling the police department and everything else. Ferguson, for me, Ferguson is dead. I saw the shooting, and I saw what you were talking about, and I was interested in it. But as far as what Ferguson is, they're not trying to find racial equality or racial justice in Ferguson. They're trying to take it apart at the seams.
Right, right. They're trying, you know, foment strife, you know.
Yep. So,
but obviously, so. Oh yeah, but I just thought, boy, that's a hell of a shot, you know, from 120 yards out with a,
yeah,
40 auto. Yeah. All right. Take care, Bob.
Thank you, sir.
Look,
one thing that has changed, you know, getting away from Ferguson. One thing that when I was in the military, when I joined the military, they issued me an M16, a Vietnam-era M16. As a matter of fact, it was so old that the handguards on it were still made at the time by the Mattel Toy Company. And this came with a canvas-woven sling. It came up under the barrel near the bayonet lug and on the back of the buttstock. And that was on there primarily for me to walk with it at sling arms with the muzzle up in parade. We could take and loosen the sling when we were on the range and wrap our arm around it on the, you know, on the forward end of it to try to get a better grip. But that was about all the use it was. And I was just looking at slings the other day, what they were versus what they've become. I mean, slings today, And there's so many flavors of them. And there's so many different ways you can employ them. The three-point sling, once you attach that to your body, you know, you can just let go of your gun. It's just going to be a part of you. But with a three-point sling, you basically have strapped it on like you have the rest of your equipment. Two-point sling, that seems to be the sweet point because you can take it off. And at the same time, you still have 2 points. You want to have 2 points, most people say, in case you have to free up both hands, like climbing a wall or picking somebody up or something like that. And then there's the single-point sling. And those come in a variety of different flavors as well. My favorite single-point sling is one that can be woven into your vest, if you can find one of those. And there are a few out there. But I was just looking at that, and you know, it's really going to be largely a matter of what you prefer. The single-point sling, if you're going to get out there and if you're going to train with doing transitions from shoulder to shoulder, and if you're going to be doing transitions from primary to secondary weapon, the single-point sling is going to win, hands down, because there's fewer steps involved in it. With a two-point sling, well, with a two-point sling, you have to do a couple things like flip up your shoulder and get it above your shoulder to transition from left to right and cinch it tight or something, or just let it drop. And I've never tried a transition with a three-point sling. I have to confess I've never worn one. But I just, you know, like all equipment in the military, like all equipment in use today, I just was looking at that because I find it quite amusing. The only three-point sling I have goes on the M14 EBR. I have a two-point sling mounted on my Adams Arms gun, and everything else is single-point slinged. And, you know, people like, you know, there's people like Dalton Fury and Larry Vickers that swear by the two-point sling. Swear by it. Then there's people like, you know, Chris Costa when he's out there, or Travis Haley. They're out there running single-point slings. So it really is a matter of what you guys are going to grab hold of and what you want to use. And I just wanted to mention that because, you know, you need to think about these things. If you're not developing your own little personal OTA loop, these things can interfere with that or enhance them. That's why you need to look at them. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. I haven't had that many opportunities to say that lately. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Connecticut Governor Daniel P. Malloy convened a special Sandy Hook Advisory Commission where they basically came out and said, we need to get the Second Amendment here in Connecticut. They're going to, right now in Connecticut, there's been a group of lawyers send into Sandy Hook, and they're suing everybody. They're suing the gun company. They're suing the distributor. They're suing the manufacturer. They're suing the estate of Nancy Lanza. And none of this, okay, if Nancy Lanza, she did make a mistake. Yeah, she did make a mistake there, or two, or three, or four. But she was at least as guilty of causing this to happen as Bushmaster was, which is to say, not guilty at all. Not guilty at all. This commission, 16-member commission, they were established 2 years ago. And they put together an expansive 277-page document and with nearly 100 recommendations on mental health, the physical security of schools, and, of course, guns. Malloy, Governor Extraordinaire, as he tries to figure out how to make his new 2013 rules and regulations stick, has declined to push these 100 recommendations. This past Friday, before accepting the report, he stated, there's just not a big appetite for even talking about guns at the moment in the state of Connecticut. Malloy had to fight a very tough re-election campaign in which gun violence and his administration's response to it forecasted future school shootings. He said, my hope is that we're doing enough here in Connecticut to prevent this from happening again in Connecticut. My hunch is that things like this are going to happen in other states. And there have been over 1,000 children shot since this time. Yeah, you know. The measures outlined by the commission towards guns, well, that took up a whole lot of space. Besides previous recommendations to prohibit both the sale and possession of any firearm capable of holding 10 rounds or more without the provision to grandfather guns included in interim reports, the final report calls for any shell casing for ammunition sold in the state to have a serial number etched in it for tracing purposes. This would essentially, Connecticut would be out of the ammo business because I don't know if the ammo purveyors are going to do that. Just especially for Connecticut. They also, commission was also deeply concerned about the proliferation throughout the civilian population of weapons that were specifically designed for military use during wartime. Well, that doesn't happen, but they assault weapons like the AR-15, you know, as well as large capacity magazines often used with these weapons, have no legitimate place in the civilian population. In the end, the panel held that guns like the AR-15 and the magazines that hold 10 or more cartridges levy an unbearable toll on our nation by saying the commission finds that the cost to society of easy civilian access to assault weapons and large capacity magazines vastly outweighs the benefits of civilian ownership. I've only got one question. Where the hell are you guys living? Exactly, where is this? Based upon what are you making that statement? Where is that coming from? Since what happened in Sandy Hook, there has been the number of ARs in the hands of civilians has at least doubled, if not tripled. Yeah. So has, you know, and with the magazines, you know, if you look at the magazines, depending on who sells the gun, they'll tell them, well, you need at least 5 magazines, or you need at least 50 magazines, and anything in between, and somebody's going to go out there and buy them. Magazines right now are very, very cheap. So, the magazines out there, they have proliferated a huge amount since Sandy Hook. Next up on the recommendation list, all firearms should be registered and ammunition buyers should be restricted to only the caliber chambered for their licensed guns, and those found in possession of armor-piercing or incendiary bullets be subject to a felony. Those who have firearms licenses, stresses the report, should also, at every renewal, pass a test of firearms handling capacity, as well as understanding of state and local laws. Finally, after all this, finally, the commission's findings contains recommendations that judges should be given the power to order temporary confiscations of gun, ammunition, and carry permits from a person who is the subject of a restraining order. That's where the registration and the bullet tracing could go hand in hand, you see. Ah, golly gee. Connecticut, you know, I understand that you're the nation's psyche was hurt by Sandy Hook. I get that. Nobody likes to see children get shot. I certainly do not. And item number one, despite what you may believe, that is such a rare occasion that that happens. The way it did at Sandy Hook now. Why doesn't Chicago have a commission going on like this right now, where children get shot every week? And why isn't that happening? Why don't we see these happening around where these inner city schools are? Why don't we have commissions? Right now, what we do have is the Department of Justice is telling local municipalities to raise the bar on the level where somebody that may be young and of color gets in trouble with the law. That's not going to play well. If we're really concerned with saving children's lives, you know, don't they all count? Don't they all count? I think they all count. One nice thing about this commission is that their findings were non-binding and advisory in nature. The panel chairman, Hamden Mayor Scott Jackson, said the commission understands that absent federal action, we can only go so far. Well, the state went pretty far. Connecticut went pretty far. You've got a bunch of brand new felons in the state of Connecticut now who failed to register their firearms. Good for them. You've got cops in Connecticut out there saying, I can't wait to kick in your door. The fraction or the fractious nature of this is quite interesting. But like they said, it's non-binding. They don't get to gut the Second Amendment, which is a good thing. They shouldn't get to gut the Second Amendment. The recommendations are actually abusive in nature to people who wish to have the best means necessary to protect their families from harm. That in this day and age of ISIS and the grid going out and all these other things, that means the civilian counterpart to the military grade weapon with the ammunition capacity of the military grade weapon, because the authorities are going to pull back. We're going to be left to our own. The power goes out. ISIS attacks, whatever. It doesn't matter what's coming. We can prepare with the idea of preparing for everything, but if we prepare with one basic set of rules in place, we're going to cover most everything. We'll cover most everything. When we get back, we're going to talk about a congressman that's out there telling people that we should back background checks in order to preserve the Second Amendment. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivallighter.com. Again, that's freesurvivallighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivallighter.com today.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. What I'm about to read to you is verbatim from a column written by Democrat Representative Mike Thompson. I'm going to read you the first two paragraphs of his little ditty, verbatim. I'm a hunter and gun owner. I support the Second Amendment. For many Americans, myself included, guns are part of our culture and our upbringing. Congress cannot ignore this fact in its efforts to curb gun violence. Now, if you'll notice, what he just described has both the two elements present in that first little paragraph has nothing to do with each other. Second, I'm also the father of two first responders and a grandfather who believes that we need smart gun laws that help keep American families safe. How did you keep your two first responders safe, Representative? When they were growing up, they didn't get born as adults, did they? To that end, the priority of Congress should be straightforward. Keep guns away from criminals, domestic abusers, and the dangerously mentally ill while protecting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding citizens. And the best way to do this is by expanding criminal background checks. How magnanimous. He's going to tell you next where he was. He was in a duck blind when his phone buzzed with a news alert about what happened at Sandy Hook. Now, he tries to play the, here's the thing about the expanded background checks. The whole thing behind expanded background checks that makes them actually work is a registry. And everybody involved in the gun rights game should oppose a registry. We see states in the United States that have registries, and they use them as templates to go and confiscate guns in New York, in California, in New York, in Buffalo, New York. Now, if you die in Buffalo and you have a gun and they know it because they've got a registration, you're registered with them, as soon as you're dead, local police are going to show up and start circling your house wanting the gun. You see, the gun doesn't belong to you. And that's what a registry sets up. It doesn't belong to you anymore. He tries to be reasonable, though. He says, after such a tragedy, we often hear calls for actions that are extreme in nature. The reaction on one side of the debate is to argue that guns have no place in our society. Significant constraints on gun ownership are proposed as legislative remedies. On the other side of the debate, we're told the answer is to put more guns in schools and make it easier for people to carry weapons in public places such as malls and movie theaters. Both responses are extreme. You see, we get to be Mr. Gray here. Neither side gets anywhere. Gun violence continues unabated, even though it's going down, Representative, right? Even though it's going down. And we failed to pass meaningful legislation that could save lives. If gun violence is going down, isn't that saving lives? Now, if you're a Second Amendment supporter like Representative Thompson, this can be problematic. Persistent gun violence, which is going down, will eventually lead to laws that place substantial and overly burdensome restrictions on our right to own guns. See, what he's saying here is now he's putting in place the air of inevitability. That if something isn't done, we're going to lose them all. So the only thing that can possibly be done to preserve the Second Amendment would be to enact expanded background checks. Now, he does give us an example. He says you don't have to look any further than California's attempt to require that all ammunition purchases be made through face-to-face interactions. That's a bad thing in his viewpoint. Or New York's attempt to limit magazine capacity to 7 rounds, despite the fact that almost no handguns have 7-round magazines available to see the truth of this. Well, yes, actually, if you knew anything about guns, you'd know that the standard old-school 1911 magazine held how many rounds? Oh, 7. He says that these new regulations would not address the real issue. And he's quite magnanimous here where he says we don't need to stop law-abiding citizens who use guns for hunting, sport shooting, and personal protection from obtaining firearms. We need to stop criminals, domestic abusers, and those with a history of dangerous mental illness from getting guns. And the way to know if someone falls into this category is, of course, to conduct a background check, which every one of your top-tier spree shooters have passed. I've been through this till I am going insane. Now we're going to use the big lie meme again. This is a rationale in his mind's eye that an overwhelming majority of gun owners support. I don't know who these people are. Present them to me. Bring these people to me. Now, if you ask me a question like, Bill, would you knowingly sell a gun to a convicted felon of violent crime? My answer is going to be no. I would not knowingly do that. However, I've been turned down for background checks before, and I've never committed a crime of that type in my life. Let my tag expire, been caught for not wearing my safety belt. Not exactly a legal desperado, or at least in my mind's eye, anyway. The NRA was going to allow for this. Know that going into this discussion. NRA was going to allow for expanded background checks. They got shamed by Larry Pratt at Gun Owners of America into taking a position. This is why Joe Manchin was hopping up and down like a mad rooster, strutting around saying they stabbed me in the back. Barack Obama believed this was a done deal. This is why in the Rose Garden you saw him having a hissy fit. And yet it was the thing that got the least amount of votes of anything. That and the assault weapon ban. There is a legitimate effort to reduce gun violence going on right now. That's called concealed carry. And that's working. There are laws being loosened in various states, and we'll see crime continue to go down. There will be crime in these areas, no doubt about it. As long as there's going to be people, folks, there's going to be crime. There's always going to be bad people. There's going to be good people, there's going to be bad people. Background checks are not going to stop anything. They're not going to stop. Of the people that have gotten the most press, okay, which are the ones that they parade out in front of you, the Loeffners, the Holmeses, the Alexises, the Lanzas, the Rogers, all of those guys, all of those people passed a background check. Some cases, they were very stringent background checks. Lanza did not pass a background check because he was a minor. He couldn't legally buy a gun. Well, he could legally buy a gun, but he didn't want to wait. But the guns that were used were purchased legally with a background check. So they stop nothing. The only thing that it would do is it would make it harder for me and you to get a gun. Not according to Representative Thompson. He wants to make everybody believe that if we don't pass background checks, then all of our gun rights are going to go away because gun violence will continue to move up. And it isn't moving up, it's moving down. And for some reason, and I don't know when this little ditty was written. When was this written? March 10th, 2015. In this, Democrat Mike Thompson in the U.S. House is listed as a congressman from California and chairman of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force. What's a Democrat doing in charge of any House committee or conference or group or anything? They don't have power. Do they? Well, Boehner's in charge, though, right? Boehner's in charge. But that's all beside the point. I don't subscribe to that. We've already got background checks. They don't prosecute anybody. They don't do anything. Anyway, let's flip it to hour number two, shall we? We will be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. KD Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.